Exercise 8. Whether you are an electrical engineer or not, you might have come across at least a couple of different types of batteries in your life. Some of the common places where you use batteries are wall clocks, alarms, or smoke detectors, which use small disposable batteries, or cars, trucks, or motorcycles, which use relatively large rechargeable batteries. Batteries have become a very important source of energy in the last decade or so. Even before that, they were an integral part of our lives in powering several portable devices like transistor radios, a Walkman, handheld games, cameras, etc. But with the development in advanced smartphones, tablets, laptops, solar energy and electric vehicles, the research into powerful batteries that can last longer and can deliver the necessary energy has been at its peak. As a matter of fact, the 2019 Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded to three scientists, John B. Goodenough, M. Stanley Whittingham, and Akira Yoshino, for the development of lithium-ion batteries. A battery is a chemical device that stores electrical energy in the form of chemicals by means of electrochemical reaction. It converts the stored chemical energy into direct current electric energy. Alessandro Volta, an Italian physicist, invented the first battery in 1800. The electrochemical reaction in a battery involves transfer of electrons from one material to another, called electrodes, through an electric current. Even though the term battery is often used, the basic electrochemical unit responsible for the actual storage of energy is called a cell. A cell, as just mentioned, is the fundamental electrochemical unit that is the source of electrical energy produced by conversion of chemical energy. In its basic form, a cell typically contains three main components: two electrodes and electrolyte, and also consists of terminals, separator, and a container. Speaking of electrodes, there are two types of electrodes, called the anode and the cathode. The first one is the negative electrode, also called the fuel electrode or the reducing electrode. It loses electrons to the external circuit, and in the electrochemical reaction, it gets oxidized. The cathode, on the other hand, is the positive electrode, also called the oxidizing electrode. It accepts electrons from the external circuit, and in the electrochemical reaction, it gets reduced. Hence, the energy conversion in a battery is due to electrochemical oxidation-reduction reaction. The third important component of a cell is the electrolyte. An electrolyte acts as a medium for transfer of charge in the form of ions between the two electrodes. Hence, the electrolyte is sometimes referred to as ionic conductor. An important point to be noted here is that the electrolyte is not electrically conductive, but just has ionic conductivity. A battery often consists of one or more cells that are electrically connected in either a series or parallel configuration to provide the necessary voltage and current levels.